Carl McCall has had a long and diversified career in public service, including the post of state controller, ambassador to the UN under former President Jimmy Carter, and Democratic Party nominee for governor in 2002. Now, McCall is chair of the State University of New York Board of Trustees, and he was put there by his former rival in that gubernatorial race 9 years ago, current Governor Andrew Cuomo. McCall says that's all over now.
Politics is politics. You get in a fight with people during a campaign. You want to beat them. They want to beat you. But you got to move on from there. I mean, that's really what I've done, and I think that's what the governor's done.
McCall says another reason to forget the past and move on is that he and Governor Cuomo share common goals for SUNY. McCall says the nation, as well as economically damaged upstate New York, are at a crossroads, and he says both believe that government has a legitimate role to play in education, and he says SUNY campuses, located all across the state, can help.
There is a movement now in this administration, and we're going to be part of it, to really begin to do serious economic development and job creation in upstate New York.
McCall cites, for example, Cuomo's infusion of capital into SUNY's four top university centers that has attracted matching funds for technological developments. Just up the hill from the castle-like SUNY Central, where McCall has an office, is the state capitol. And in the adjacent park, a tent city created over the weekend by the Occupy Albany protesters. One of the organizers, Colin Donnarumma, is a doctoral candidate in political economics at SUNY Albany. He's angered by budget cutbacks at the public colleges and universities, and he says a plan to raise tuition each year for the next 5 years only furthers student debt.
And the fact that they just increased tuition by another 30% this past legislative cycle is going to further de-incentivize New York students from trying to pursue higher education.
McCall says he understands the concerns about tuition, but he says state lawmakers had been cutting SUNY's budget by $1.4 billion over the past 4 years.
You see, those cuts had a real impact. It meant that we couldn't hire full-time faculty. We had to actually get rid of some instructional courses. And again, if this is going to be a first-class place with a first-class education, we can't afford not to have instruction in place to make that happen. Since the state wouldn't pay for it, we had to go to the families of the students.
McCall says the total increase of $5,200 is still affordable compared to private colleges, and he says students whose families don't have enough money to pay can get financial aid. McCall, who's also served on the board of the New York Stock Exchange and is a former VP at Citicorp, says he agrees with some of the protesters' complaints about Wall Street excesses. But he says New York and the nation need a healthy financial industry.
I think because of the lack of regulation over a period of time, they did a lot of bad things. And the people who did bad things should be held accountable and should be punished. But I don't think we should say that everybody on Wall Street is bad, everybody is greedy.
McCall says the financial services industry is critical to New York and the nation's economy, but he says it has to be properly regulated. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.